Blog Talk Radio.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. And I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know.
Hiram1555@yahoo.com.
As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com and also formerly SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I'd like to say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. This is the platform for true black empowerment and true liberation. This is your platform, the Star and Crescent Report. And our show today is titled Death Alert. The Empire is sinking in quicksand. So this is a live show, and we're going as long as the host server will permit us without blocking us, knocking us off, muting us, or shutting us down. We're going to go as far as it takes us, okay? So today's show, let's go right into it, black man and black woman. And it is good to be back live, seeing that the Hiram 1555 blog has been hit by multiple viruses and been shut down, I know, at least two or three times a week. They're trying to drop the numbers on the radio show, and they're trying to drop the numbers on the website. This is what the devil does. But those who are true searchers for truth, who want true knowledge that will liberate them spiritually and mentally and economically, you'll continue to come. And those who don't, they'll get frustrated and walk away. This is the day of the decision. This is what Messenger Elijah Muhammad kept telling us about, a day of decision. Well, you will be responsible for the decision that you make. The devil is very persistent in his endeavors to try to prevent the truth from catching your ears and in your heart. And you being created from the truth, you should be as persistent to receive the truth, especially when it is a divine truth that has been given to us by God through his last apostle, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Death alert. The empire is sinking in quicksand. Brothers and sisters, I was listening to the news, and it caught my eye that Chicago, and we've discussed this on the show, that Chicago is under the gun, but Chicago is a microcosm of America. You understand that America's domestic policy is a reflection of her foreign policy. Her foreign policy is a reflection of her domestic policy. She is catching the sword within and the sword without. So they are perplexed on what to do. They don't want to give you freedom. They don't want to give you justice. They don't want for you to separate. So God is causing a great upheaval between the slave and the slave master. I was reading a report. I believe Brother Gerald had texted to all of the people on the thread that we're on. And this was a few days ago. I could be wrong, but I believe it was Brother Gerald. This was about last week. And he texted a link to where the devil is now bearing witness to what we were saying on the show about the violence in these cities, about how the police are responsible for a lot of the violence in these cities. And they're being blamed on rival gang factions, as we said on the show. What they're doing, they're killing two birds with one stone. They're killing you off, and they're locking you up by pretending that you are being killed or assassinated or shot or gunned down by your rival faction over there. To strike fear into the hearts of the people and to force the community, the black community, to demand that the police militarize their neighborhoods. This is to keep their slaves down. I believe that was Brother Gerald who sent me an email. I'm almost sure it was Brother Gerald that did that. But I like to give credit where credit is due, black man and black woman. I don't try to keep this hidden. We have been telling you these things on the show for the longest. And some of you, it went over your heads, and some of you just said, that's just rhetoric. But now the devil is reporting the same thing that we have been telling you for the last few years. They're dropping it here and dropping it there because they know you are not trying to search for the truth. You're lazy people. If it was searching for a video game or a basketball game or a football game, you would go right to it. But when it comes to searching for truth, you're impatient, right? You have a lackluster love to indulge in truth. And this is clear, because this show should have more than tens of thousands of listeners, especially being 68 million black people here in America who have been deprived of truth, freedom, justice, and equality, knowledge of self, unity, and love. This should be over 60-some million people listening to this show. We have more listeners to the show of white people and non-so-called American Negroes than we do of the people who we are trying to reach. It is just beyond belief. But this is what we are to expect, because the devil has brainwashed you. The devil is a divider, and he does not want you to listen to the one show that gives it to you raw, in your face, without addition, without subtraction, and which will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Remember, oh, Chicago, you city of hypocrites. Remember Elijah Muhammad condemning Chicago? And remember, Chicago had the messenger of God within their midst for decades. And they rejected that messenger of God. And Muhammad pronounced to them that he hoped that Allah would put them in the lake, in a lake, but not Lake Michigan, but a lake of fire, meaning the confusion, the turmoil, the dread, the fire that burns within, the fear of death, angels on every corner. This is what we're looking at, and this is what we're seeing in the digression and the decline of American society. Chicago stands out because Chicago had the messenger of God in their midst, and they rejected him. So this is a flashpoint, a view for you to see, because this is taking place all around America. I want you to listen to this clip here to see that Elijah Muhammad's words are now being vindicated. What I'm trying to do, I'm laying a base for you so that you can see words in reality, in action, making time, making motion towards the fulfillment of the prophets of old, okay? I want you to listen to this. This is 2 minutes, 52 seconds. Pay close attention.
We begin today in Chicago, where violence continues to plague the city. On Wednesday alone, at least 15 people were wounded in shootings within 11 hours, including a 4-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl. There were at least 2 reported instances of extreme road rage and several drive-bys. RT's Natasha Sweet is live in the newsroom with more. Natasha?
Yeah, that's right, Ashley. A city employee takes road rage to an entirely new level, ending in gunfire. A 46-year-old Chicago police dispatcher got into a verbal dispute with an 18-year-old while at an intersection on the South Side Wednesday. Well, the confrontation became heated, and the 46-year-old ended the fight by shooting the 18-year-old woman in her chest. And authorities say the woman was shot, all while her 3 children were in the car.
She shot her in the stomach.
Bleeding out.
To the hospital and is in stable condition. The city employee was also sent to the hospital for a head injury and is undergoing questioning. Well, she's been employed as a city staffer since 1995, and according to a law enforcement source, she has a concealed carry license. No word yet if police will press any charges, as the incident is being investigated by area central detectives. And if that shooting wasn't shocking enough, a 27-year-old man and 2 young children were shot while on their way to get a snow cone in Chicago's Austin neighborhood Wednesday afternoon. Authorities say the victims were not found on scene, but at the hospital.
Officers arrived, were unable to locate a victim. They did find a vehicle that was shot up, and evidence to support there may have been gunfire exchange. Canvassed around for the victim, could not find a victim. Short time later, we learned that 3 people showed up at the hospital that were injured. We right now believe that it was a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old that were injured, non-life threatening.
The man reportedly had a gunshot wound to his chest, while the 6-year-old had a gunshot wound to her leg, and the 4-year-old boy had a graze wound. Well, police say the incident is under investigation, and the shots were reportedly fired from a black car. And just before 9 Wednesday night, a 17-year-old male was shot in the leg at the Back of Yards neighborhood on the South Side after being approached by 2 males. Two drive-bys in different neighborhoods were reported last night. One in the far south side West Pullman neighborhood, injuring a 22-year-old man in his side, and another in the West Chatham neighborhood, injuring a man on his ankle. And sadly enough, this wasn't out of the ordinary. These were just a few of the many shootings reported for Wednesday. Just a day before, on Tuesday, eight people were shot across Chicago, three of them fatally. In Washington, Natasha Sweet, RT.
The latest coming out of Chicago is they're on pace where they have passed the pace that they were on last year in the murders and in the shootings. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that when a messenger or a prophet or an apostle pronounces something, it must take place because God gives them the inspiration. And instead of him being an apostle or a prophet or a messenger of old who only received inspiration from a spirit, we have one today had received the very word of God from the mouth of God face to face. And how can we prove this? Well, that was a question asked in the Bible. Well, how should we know when the people were talking to Moses and was talking to God? How will we know in the latter days that this one that you talk about is the one? Say, well, all you have to do is weigh his words and look at, put them on a scale of fact, weigh them, and see whether or not this person's words come true. And if his words do not come true, that is not one whom I spoke to. That's not one whom you should fear. But if his words come true, you better beware, black man and black woman. So we talk about everything from space to eating right, to health, to politics, to geopolitics, to science, to theology. We tell you all of these things, and we go into the news and we prove this to you without a shadow of a doubt. This shows to you that Elijah Muhammad and the words that he pronounced has some kind of weight, that they're weighing with the weight of God. They're weighing with the weight of divine. And it's showing us more and more and more that the white man, the world of the white man, especially the greatest pillar of white power and domination that can be seen worldwide, America, is on a death alert, and the empire is quickly sinking in quicksand. It's a beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, because in this day and time, you can prove or disprove this stuff without any shadow of a doubt. And what we're here today is to show you God's messenger's words being vindicated through events, right? Come on, smile. You're on the Star and Crescent Report. You should be happy. Look up spiritually, for your redemption is not. Black man and black woman, this is not it. I want you all, let's go to Fall of America. We're going to play another clip in just a minute. I know the time is limited. So let's go to, let's see. We'll go, Fall of America, let's grab the book of Fall of America, okay? Now, the reason I want to go to Fall of America, and I'll tell you the chapters and pages in just a minute as it comes to me. I want to play this next clip. This is about Chicago also. And then we're going to go into, we're going to see, I believe it's going to be chapter 24, if I'm not mistaken, and we're going to go into another page too, because something is telling me that we need to be there. So I want you to listen to this next clip, all right? I want you to listen very well, because this clip also bears witness to the oppression of black America. This also bears witness to how God is using the ex-slave to perplex his slave master, okay? Remember that this was done in Moses' time. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says what Moses and Pharaoh in ancient Egypt went through was just a glimpse of what we were to expect. It was an example of what we were to look for today. This is what I keep telling you all. You try to throw away prophecy when it doesn't fit your narrow view of things. You want to push it to the side and put it under the cover because it doesn't fit your narrow view. But you will never be able to make God, his apostles, his messengers, and his prophets out to be liars, because we can go into the prophetic words and we can prove to you that these are indeed the truth. And these things must, will, and are taking place. Okay? So, before we go to the clip, let's go to chapter 34. Let's do that. The chapter is called Confusion, Confusion of People, okay? This is what this chapter is called. I want you to pay close attention. I read this to you dozens of times, and I'm going to read it to you again because remember, Mr. Trump is deploying troops to Chicago. I'm going to say that again. Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, is deploying troops to Chicago. Never mind Posse Comitatus in their Constitution, which prevents the federal government from deploying troops within the borders of America, right? See, remember what Elijah Muhammad says? Their laws are retractable laws. Whenever it benefits them over there, they unroll it, right? When it benefits you, they roll it back up, all right? Remember these things as I talk to you. So in chapter 24, Messenger Muhammad writes, "Now the rise of America's once slave into the knowledge of self, in the spirit of Allah, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, the Son of Man, the author of the resurrection of us, the mentally dead, is causing untold confusion amongst the heads of state. The scripture is being fulfilled." See, you see how he goes back and talks about prophecy. The scripture is being fulfilled. "The scripture is being fulfilled wherein it prophesied that in these days," which days? Meaning the end of the wicked world of Satan. "Rulers are against rulers, kings against kings. In the days of the prophets, there were no heads of government who were given the name president. Rulers were referred to as rulers and as kings of the people." Listen closely to what I'm saying. Follow me closely. "The prediction of the prophets," now we're talking about prophecy, right? Because prophets, when they predict something, it is termed as prophecy. Is that not right? So he says, "The prediction of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass." So it's now coming to pass. "The slaves," and then in parentheticals or parentheses, he writes it like this, "are a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses." Then after the parentheticals, he says, "are vexing the slave master." They're vexing him. Vexing them, I should say, right? Well, that's part of the judgment. That's part of what we're to expect today. Because remember, the prophet said that the slave master and the slaves would be forced into a separation. This is part, what most people don't understand is that this is part of the separation. They can't put their head around this. But if you go to Moses' history, you go to ancient Egypt history, you go to Pharaoh's history, this is exactly what took place and forced the separation. These things have to come. Pain must be paid. There's a price for the separation that must take place. There are events that must take place. You understand? And I ask anyone, again, without arrogance, to prove to me that these things did not take place in the time of Moses and Pharaoh and ancient Egypt. And I will take your proof or your perspective and your point of view if that is the case. But if it is not the case, give ear to what we're saying today. Because we're telling you the truth. So, Messenger Muhammad says that the slaves are a foolish people. What did he say? "As they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master." The definition of vexing, causing or likely to cause vexation. A problem. This is what vexing means. To present a problem. All right? So the slaves are causing a great problem to the slave master. The slave master don't want to let you go. So the craziness that they put in you, God is letting it be unleashed on them. Remember, the so-called Negro wasn't like this prior to being brought here and changed. As the scientist teaches us, and science bears this witness now, that you are shaped by your environment just as much as you are shaped by your DNA. And this is why you must have a history lesson. You know, the Jews don't forget when they've been tortured, beaten, or misused, right? The white man doesn't do it. He sets up monuments and holidays for his heroes. But the black man in America is the only one that says, "Oh, that slavery was back then." We got to move past that. tell the white people to move past their civil war, right? They have shrines and monuments to their leaders. But what you are missing here is the intricacies of the slavery that was put in you. From the time you arrived to the shores, they killed off the parents and reared the children. Do you know that some of the states that you now see on the eastern coast were set up as colonies specifically to brainwash the children of black people? Specifically for this. To abuse and misuse and to rob them. And they did this for 64 years. Day in and day out. They didn't do it for 6 years. They did it for 64 years. And this is the time that history records the making of a nigger, the making of a Negro, the making of a slave. They fashioned you in fear and in violence. And from this violence they shall receive their violence. The book says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. Is that not right? So now you see the Negro as crazy as hell, violent as hell. Well, he learned from the greatest teacher of violence and deception, right? They want to disassociate this with what you see in Chicago, what you see in Baltimore, what you see on the streets of L.A., what you see on the streets of Brooklyn, New York. They want to disassociate, but you cannot disassociate. There's a connection there. You understand? And this is why it has the empire on death alert. And we see the empire sinking in quicksand. Geopolitical quicksand. Economic quicksand. Spiritual quicksand. Right? Cultural quicksand. Whatsoever you look, no matter what direction, the empire is sinking and sinking fast. You can't deny that. Right? Come on, talk back to your brother. 347-989-0855. So, you cannot disassociate the hurt, the violence, the madness, and the quest and thirst for materialism that is in the slave now, because his environment and the people who had run the environment had shaped him in their image and in their likeness, right? And we know since they're acting crazy as hell, they're taking after their maker, and their maker is the devil. If you don't believe it, look at America's foreign policy. Is it not a reflection of how the Negro is? Huh? A quest for domination. A quest for materialism. A quest, if you make me mad, to hell with all the laws, I'll kill you dead. Is that not right? Huh? You see the connection here? She's receiving that of which she has given out. And some of you, when you see the violence, you miss the point here. This is a move to cause the separation of slave and slave master. Let's go further, okay? And then we'll go to the clip. He says, and let me get a sip of water too, brothers and sisters. I got a little dry throat this morning. And I also want to say this, for those of you, if you would, remind me about the NATO trucks that we saw on the highway the other day. But I want to say this. He says, the predictions of the prophets who wrote our future before we lived is now coming to pass. The slaves, or a foolish people, as they are referred to by Moses, are vexing the slave master. Today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today, meaning a period in which these things take place, as these prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised at the truth God gave to us through the mouth of his prophets coming to pass as it was prophesied. Again, you understand, he continued to harp on God's prophecies through his prophets. So to understand the craziness that is going on in Baltimore and in Chicago and in New York and in L.A. and around the country, you must look in prophecy. Because these things, you're not surprised. This is why we don't get surprised about these things. Because we are constantly digging into prophecy. We're constantly reading and evaluating Elijah Muhammad's words and his perspective. And we get a clear view of everything that is going on. You understand? And we try to convey this clear view to you. And I also want to say this. I see Blog Talk Radio dropping dozens of calls. I see that. And all I can say is, brothers and sisters, just keep calling back in. I know it's hard. Just keep calling back in. They're going to do what they're going to do. This is Blog Talk Radio. Of course they do these things. all right, to this show. I can't stop it. All I can do is do my part and try to convey to you the message of truth. Now, you do your part by coming to listen to the truth, regardless to the obstacles and blocks that the devil tries to put up to you, okay? Because I love you. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that God and his apostle has for you. So come back if they knock you down. Continue to do it. If they can, that's what makes champions, right? The difference between a champion and a challenger is if the challenger gets hit hard enough, he gives in, he stops. But the champion, he continues to get up no matter how hard he gets rocked because he knows that there's a chance that he will become victorious. Okay? So listen. Muhammad says, today, as these prophecies are now being fulfilled, we are not surprised at the truth that God gave to us through the mouth of his prophets coming to pass, as it was prophesied. The master, listen to this good, the master must give up his slave, and the slave must give up his master, regardless of his desire to remain with his master. It is the purpose of God himself, listen to this good, it is the purpose of God himself to separate the two, so that he can give the slave justice and an equal chance for survival as the slave master has been exercising power over the slave. Listen to how we go into this, okay? I want you to pay close attention to this next verse. America is being torn to pieces politically as Pharaoh's political party was in the days when Jehovah went after the freedom of Israel. Egypt was plagued with droughts, great hail, storms, fire, rain and fire, according to the Psalms running side by side, fire and water. These plagues are now visiting America from Almighty God. Now, here, what is going on in California? What is going on in British Columbia? What is going on in the continent of North America? You are seeing massive wildfires destroying homes, neighborhoods, and cities. Is that not right? What are you seeing around the other parts of the country, in America and in Canada included? Massive floods and rains, right? Fire and water, water and fire running side by side. This is a part of the liberation, a part of the separation that must take place, according to Elijah Muhammad, according to the Bible, and according to the Holy Quran, and all of the prophecies that the prophets predicted would take place today. Now, why do you want to argue with that? You just heard me read it. Huh? That's because you don't believe it the way it's presented. You want to believe it in your own narrow view. But you will never be able to dispute, defeat, overcome God's truth. And this is an example. And I see you, Rashid. I'm going to get you. I just saw you up there. There's so many calls up here. I was scrolling up and down. But let me tell you. There's so much going on that you just don't understand, and it's a shame. And you're not patient enough to let God do what he said he was going to do. And this is a part of the problem. So, we know that the storms, we know that the fire, we know that the economics of these things, we know that the cultural part, the divide and poor and rich, the divide in black and white, right? The growing hatred and animosity within America. All of these things, the violence also, are for a greater purpose. And all of these are notches or bullet holes or cracks in that dam that's holding back the walls of your salvation. And sooner or later, there will be so many cracks in the dam that the dam cannot hold back the water. Right? And it'll start gushing forth. And all who stand before it will receive of the water. If they're prepared, they won't drown. Because you can drown if you're not prepared to swim in the wisdom of God. Death alert. The empire is sinking in quicksand. I'm going to go to this clip. After I come back on the other side of this clip, I'm going to break it down, then I'll bring Brother Rashid in because I see his hand up. So, brothers and sisters, pay close attention to this next clip. This is only like a minute and 34 seconds. This is a continuation of Chicago. All right, pick up.
Another outbreak of violence over the weekend in the city of Chicago left 6 people dead and 35 wounded. Most of the shootings took place during the early morning hours. Here's RT correspondent Ashley Banks with more.
At around 12:40 this morning, a 23-year-old man was shot while riding his bike. He heard several loud shots before realizing he had been hit. He was able to transport himself to a local hospital where he's listed in stable condition. On Sunday at 12:13 p.m., a 23-year-old man was killed and a 15-year-old boy was injured during a shooting in Park Manor. According to media reports, the two were standing around when a group of people walked up to them and began firing shots. The 23-year-old was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital, and the 15-year-old is said to be in good condition. Around 9 p.m. the same day, an 18-year-old man was shot and killed in the neighborhood back of the yards. He was shot in the legs but managed to get to a nearby hospital. However, he was later pronounced dead. Over the weekend, several others were either left dead or injured from gun violence in Chicago. Experts say the rise in homicides is due in part because of two reasons. One, the release of the Laquan McDonald video showing Officer Jason Van Dyke shooting 17-year-old McDonald a total of 16 times. And the Department of Justice announcing it would launch an investigation of the Chicago Police Department. At this time, no one is in custody in either of these cases. So far this year, 390 people have been shot and killed in the city of Chicago. In Washington, Ashley Banks, RT.
Messenger Muhammad writes, "The judgment of America, she is made manifest. As it is written in the Bible in Revelation, she is a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, every unclean and hateful human being. America, America, your day has come. For the evil done to your black slave." See, now we have a reason for all of these things. "As thou hast done, the evil that she has put out, she must receive, else you will nullify the word of God and science." Right? Because every action that you put out, you are supposed to receive an equal or greater reaction. Is that not correct? Is that not the law of science? Is that not the law that God laid at the base of the creation of the universe? America is no different. She cannot pick and choose which laws of God she want to deal with and which ones she want to cast to the side. She is also under the law of God. And she must suffer the same consequences as those who disregard these or purposely misuse or abuse these laws. Is that not right? See, what I'm trying to show you, black man and black woman, is all of this goes hand in hand with science. All of these things, you cannot use one and throw the other one away. There's a connecting point in all of these things, okay? So Muhammad says, "America, America, your day has come for the evil done to your black slave. America, you cannot repay that evil with another evil of trying to tempt the black slave by offering them your white women." Oh, better go to Walmart. You'll see that all day long. "That does not help you in this day. But it does condemn you as being a double crosser, that you will even offer your black one slave, your girls and women, to do with them as they please if they would just follow you. The judgment of America, Babylon could have been healed, but she was not healed. America is just beginning to experience sorrow, mourning, grief, and distrust from the anger of God and man." Now, I want to say something before I go further. Well, let me read this rest, and then I'm going to touch on something to show you how terrific the judgment is. "According to both the Holy Quran and the Bible, there will be plenty more of the same. In these two books, now listen, he's giving you a blueprint, a roadmap of what to look for, what to look at, and how to extract the truth. He says, "According to both the Holy Quran and the Bible, there will be plenty more of the same. In these two books." Well, I read such and such over here. No, in these two books, one can easily find everything foretold that is happening today. The time will grow so troublesome that according to the Holy Quran, children will become gray-headed. And according to the Bible, great heart failure will become a disease upon the people and have the anger of God, Now, what is one of the leading causes of death in America today? Heart failure. Congestive heart failure. Is that not right? So if we look to the Bible and we see these things, we can now pinpoint, put, look, you know, when a forensic scientist or when a detective and is looking to solve a mystery or a murder. They put a bulletin board up, and they get all of these little things that seem insignificant to one another, and they put pins to them, and they start looking at them because separately they can't give you a picture. But when you put them on the board and you connect them and you look up and you see all the pins here and all the pins there, the green pins, the yellow pins, and they start making a pattern, then they can extract the truth from that pattern, and then they can go and solve the mystery. Is that not correct? You've seen that many times on murder movies, right? And on your shows on TV. This is what we're doing. We're putting up all the little pins for you to see the bigger picture, the connecting dots. So he says, the fourth beast in the Revelation of John, in the Bible, of which Daniel describes as a very dreadful and well-armed beast, whose workings are that of death upon the weak, refers to America. See that fourth beast in the Bible? That's America. She's well-armed. She's well-armed overseas. She's well-armed within her own borders. They have militarized the police force here, right? Not in the suburbs, but what they declare as urban areas, a.k.a. black areas. Okay? So, she has no respect for the poor and the unfortunate. Is that not right? They can kill a black person on camera, have a million witnesses, and the officers get off. Why? Because the officers are doing what law requires them to do, to keep you subjected to white power. So they are justified in the eyes of the courts to do what they are doing. Even if it makes you mad, even if it makes you protest, even if it gets you to become outraged, the officers are doing what they swore to do when they took that oath, to protect their, what, their city and state and their nation from threats domestically and foreign, right? That's what they're doing. You have become a threat to them because your salvation has come. Death alert. The empire is sinking in quicksand. So Muhammad says, Daniel's description of the rib between the teeth of the beast is in reference to this ill treatment, subjection, and ruthless behavior by the devil to our people. Right? This America lays the poor with heavy sentences, long prison terms, and refuses to let the prisoners go free. This is due to her heartlessness and the lack of compassion for the black man of America. Stop right there. So, we are looking at the disintegration of the fabric of the American empire, whether it's socially, culturally, economically, politically, geopolitically. It is all starting to unwind, unravel, and disintegrate. And Muhammad tells us that the more America loses outside, she will turn her eyes inside. You know, that's just like with an abusive spouse. You know, they go to work, they go do other things, and as they lose out in the outside world, when they get home, they vent their frustration on their spouse, right? The punching bag that they've become accustomed to. This is no different with America. So the only thing to stop this is a separation, a divorce on the order of God. But you have to be beaten. That's why Muhammad says you're not going to come just by having the freedom to do so. Why? Because the white man has this luxury before your eyes. So God is going to have to destroy this luxury. He's going to have to destroy the power of resistance by destroying his wealth, by destroying his influence, by destroying that magnetic attraction that he has over you and showing you that man of sin, right? And God comes after the workings of Satan. Is that not right? Satan is to tempt you. God is to give you substantial a reality check and to give you that which is, belongs to you, which is everything in creation. If you can withstand the bars, if you can withstand the fire. We have an awesome God who has come to us in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad. He is the savior of black America and the black world. This means the black man, the brown man, the red man, the yellow man, and some white people, yes, listen to me good, will not be destroyed. For those who have accepted Islam and who are trying to live, even though it is against their nature, some of them will be given an extension of time, but that time won't go past 1,000 years. Black man and black woman, It's a very, very beautiful time to be a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother Rashid, I think you got knocked off, but I know the brother will call back and raise his hand, but until he does, we're going to go to the next clip, because I don't see the brother. I'm telling you, the devil keeps knocking people off the air, all right? But let's go to this next clip. I'm to show you, remember what I was just reading, how the devil puts us in jail? I was just reading it, and how he treats us so bad. In this clip here, it was labeled, thousands of prisoners lack toilet paper, right? They were talking about the inhumane conditions of the prisoners in these jails around America. And in this thing, if you listen to this, it may go over most of your head, most of y'all head. It was a sterilization program that is being passed. Remember that America only makes up 5% of the population of the planet Earth, yet she disproportionately makes up 25 to 30% of the global prison population, and they're always talking about human rights, always condemning everybody else. But she holds a quarter of the world's population in jail, but she only makes up 5% of the population of the planet Earth. Do you understand this? Do you see the hypocrisy being exposed to view? And in this, 80 to 90% of the population who are locked up are the ex-slaves, the people who built this country, free labor, free sweat, free tears, bloodshed, and even have the army full of them trying to defend her policies around the globe, right? And offering them reduced sentences. Muhammad told you that this was going to happen. Reduced sentences if they will become sterile. That's against their constitution. That's against their state laws. But do you see how retractable their laws are when they are after you? You understand? When they're after you, they don't give a flip about their laws. They just want you to be prevented from repopulation because the white population is in decline in America. The white population is in decline in Australia. It's in decline in New Zealand. It's in decline even in Europe. Go, if you don't believe what I'm saying, go Google this stuff. Why is it in decline? In the 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. Because this is the end of their world. They will not get a chance to repopulate, and they are mad as hell. So they're trying to stop you from repopulating because they know the earth belongs to you. This is a move against you. See how all of this connects? That's why America has been put on death alert. And we see the empire is sinking in quicksand. I want you to pay close attention to this 3-minute clip.
Reports of horrendous living conditions for prisoners are surfacing across the country. Our own Natasha Sweet takes us through the extreme situations prisoners are facing.
It sounds like something out of a movie, but it's reality for some inmates. At a small county jail in Tennessee, a judge is offering 30 days off prisoner sentences if they get sterilized. Judge Sam Benningfield introduced the program, hoping to discourage criminals from having children. And so far, 32 women have had an implant in their arm to prevent pregnancy for up to 4 years, and 38 men have signed up to get a vasectomy. District Attorney Bryant Dunaway says the program is unethical, and the ACLU says it's completely unconstitutional. But Tennessee isn't the only place trying to curb the population growth among prisoners. According to the Center of Investigative Reporting, nearly 150 inmates at the California Institution for Women in Corona were sterilized between 2006 and 2010, all without proper approval. And in St. Louis, inmates are begging to be released, stuck in cells without air conditioning as temperatures reach triple digits. Well, you can hear inmates pleading for help as only a few sections of the medium security institution are air conditioned. Most rely on the vented windows for air circulation. And if that wasn't bad enough, in Florida, Representative David Richardson is outraged after witnessing inmates not having basic sanitation needs like toilet paper. After visiting several prisons over the course of 7 months, Richardson says that he witnessed toilet paper, toothbrushes, toothpaste, pillows, sheets, and shirts being withheld from inmates, especially those in confinement. Well, some inmates were even deprived of food. But this isn't the first we're hearing of harsh living conditions for inmates. You may recall last year, from day one, RT covered the largest prison strike in U.S. history. Well, some claim they were experiencing forced slavery, and you may recall some even went on a hunger strike.
Initially with the strike, they refused all consumption of food and all movement. So they have boycotted court, their visitations, and all medical movement until something changed. And we've had multiple issues with inmates not being properly triaged or being triaged and cleared from prison and then having to have extensive surgeries for cancer or other underlying medical conditions that were potentially life-threatening.
Well, during the strike, it was also reported that there were inmate suicides every 60 to 90 days. But now, after Representative Richardson exposed what he called dehumanizing living conditions in Florida, the Florida Department of Corrections is responding. In an email, a spokesperson said the department does not withhold hygiene products from inmates and works to continually ensure all health, safety, and hygiene standards are being met within our 149 locations. In the meantime, Richardson is trying to get policies changed, ones like allowing inmates a roll of toilet paper every 10 days. In Washington, Natasha Sweet, RT.
See, when you hear that, you get outraged about the mistreatment of you all. But don't lose focus to the forced sterilization that is going on. You understand? So, Muhammad, we go back and read something over. The fourth beast in the Revelation of John in the Bible, and of which Daniel describes as a very dreadful and well-armed beast, whose workings are that of death upon the weak, refers to America. She has no respect for the poor and the unfortunate. Daniel's description of the ribs between the teeth of the beast is in reference to this ill treatment, subjection, and ruthless behavior by the devil to our people. This America lays the poor with heavy sentences, long prison terms, and refuses to let the prisoner go free. This is due to her heartlessness and lack of compassion for the black man of America. You see that going on right now? Now we're going to go to message to the black man. While it's on my mind, because we're talking about that sterilization. Now, why am I talking to you about this? How does this relate to the fall of America? This is one of the reasons that God is bringing America to her knees. This is one of the reasons that God is exposing America to her view. Remember, prophecy. I keep telling you, you can't get away from prophecy. All of this goes back to Pharaoh. Okay? And for you to understand what took place and what happened to Pharaoh, Pharaoh lost his kingdom and his life. He lost his wealth and his power, his influence, for the mistreatment of God's elect people. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. We're looking at America be done unto just like she's done unto us. You understand? I hope you are understanding where we are in prophecy and in time. All right? Let's go to message to the black man while it's on my mind. Page 65, I believe. Yeah, page 65. Okay? Now, well, we'll go to page 65, but we want, it's two chapters on there. Birth control, the death plan, and plan to destroy our race. Now, I want to read the last part of birth control, death plan, and then we're going to read plan to destroy our race, because this has everything to do with what they're doing in jail, and this is why you have limited resources for lawyers, the judges and the prosecutors, and even the attorneys that you hire or that are so-called state defenders or public defenders. They all work together, have lunch together, laugh about these things, and work out deals long before they even consult you on anything. How the hell is that justice? Huh? It's just a facade. It's just an illusion of justice. That's why the book says justice standeth false and is trampled underfoot in America. They make a mockery of justice. So now the just judge is on the scene to give them a taste of what justice is really about. All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So Muhammad says, our enemies, the devils, know and now seek to prevent us from being a nation through our women. As Pharaoh, listen to how he goes back to ancient Egypt. As Pharaoh attempted to destroy Israel by killing off the male babies of Israel at birth. The 1,000 years before Moses, Jacob killed off the black babies at birth to produce this present white race. Pharaoh was envious of Israel's future of becoming a great nation, beloved of Allah, which would overcome Egypt and her future as a world power. The same goes for the so-called Negroes. Uh-oh, he says, same thing goes for us. So now, we're understanding that if we look at the prophetic sayings of prophets of old and study the history of Pharaoh, ancient Egypt, and Moses, we can come to a better understanding of what we are to expect and what we see taking place, and we can connect the dots and get a bigger and better picture, okay? So he says, Pharaoh was envious of Israel's future of becoming a great nation, beloved of Allah, which would overcome Egypt and her future as a world power. The same goes for the so-called Negroes and the slave master's children. The slave masters envy their once slave's future and want to destroy it. So the best thing to do is to tell the truth, tell you the truth, whether you care for it or not. I will feel then that I have done my duty as a member of the same nation as you. My love for you and your future is the same as that for myself. The life of this world and its sport and play is only temporary. So Muhammad is telling you, don't get caught on the sidelines with who can jump the high, who scored the most points, which team is the best team. Because while you're looking at that, the devil has already implemented plans to prevent you from becoming a free, independent, and successful nation. Black man and black woman, you understand? I hope you are. Now we go to the next chapter, which is deadly related to what we just said. And it goes right in hand with what you just heard on this clip. Man, I wish I had more time to teach you some more. I downloaded about 11 or 12 clips because I thought we would have time to go into them. But when you get into this stuff, you have to explain so much because you don't want to leave something half done. You don't want to leave just a chance. You want to clean up as you go because you want the people to get the proper understanding and the proper light so that they can go home and illuminate their own households with divine wisdom. Okay? So, Messenger Muhammad says, plan to destroy our race. The American so-called Negroes, now I want you to listen to this too, because I'm not reading, this is a short chapter, but I'm not reading this, the whole thing due to the fact that I'm really into the whole thing at this moment. There's certain points in here that I want to get to because I looked down and I saw it. But I want to read it to you in the proper light, in the proper perspective, as he is trying to convey it to you. So sometimes I may want a paragraph or a sentence or one word, but I want to read it to you in the light of what he's trying to convey so that you don't get misled. Okay? So he says, and y'all bear with me. Have patience with you, brother. It's 2 minutes left. Would you please extend the show? Let me extend the show for a little bit to talk to you, brothers and sisters, okay? I would appreciate that, and I would really appreciate you showing the love for the wisdom of divine, okay? Because it's not for me. I didn't know this stuff, but I want to share with you what I've learned so that you can go and share with others what you've learned, and we can build our nation like that because we got to build up mentally and spiritually before ever we can build up physically or the devil will take us back down, okay? So, the American so-called Negroes are gravely deceived by the slave master's teaching of God and the true religion of God. I know that they are deceived and earnestly believe they are right regardless of how vile the white race may be. My poor people are mentally blind, deaf, and dumb, and full of fear. Blind because they do not see the light of truth after being shown it for over 30 years. Deaf because they will not hear the truth, Islam, that has come to them from Allah, through the messenger himself. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Do you notice that this war on terror, war on Islam, comes in the time period, 2001 on up here, in these 60 to not exceed 70 years, at the end of the white man's world? You know he's making a gallant effort to try to demonize anything that is related to Islam or Muslims, even though he is funding, training, and all his, you can easily and readily pull this stuff up. He is funding, training, and backing these people who only scream out Allahu Akbar but have never practiced or who does not practice Islam. And the media, the propaganda organs continue to beat Islamism, Islamic extremism, blah, blah, blah. All the while, never saying anything about the Christian West going all the way around the world, bombing nations, robbing them and depriving them of international law. Huh? They never utter a word. They never utter a word about America being the great cause of the unstable world today, the root cause of all of this stuff. They never utter a word. Why? Because there's a war going on, and this is the war of Armageddon. This is the armed age of the dawn. We are in the dawn of a new world, and the old world is armed to the teeth in every area, trying to prevent the fall of their world. So, he goes further and he says, they are dumb because they will not see or open their ears and hearts after the light has shown clear for many years. You are full of the fear that was instilled in you when you were babies. Remember I was talking about this? It's amazing how I was talking about that at the beginning of the show. This shows you that I'm on Elijah Muhammad. Because I'm talking to you about this long ever before I even picked the book up. He goes further and he says, so Allah told, this fear was put in you by the white slave masters through torture, lynching, burnings, rapings, and killings, and has caused you to be blind, deaf, and dumb. This fear of the white slave master has caused you to love them in a crazy kind of way. You, my dear people, are like a woman. Then I went through this also. You are like a woman. You, my dear people, are like a woman desperately in love with a man who does not love her. Therefore, this love is blind. This man can beat, torture, ravage, humiliate, shame, and mock, but she will yet love him. And even when someone tries to tell her that this man is no good for her and certainly does not love her, she will yet love him and will become angered and defend such a man. This is a very sad thing, but a very true picture of the so-called Negroes. They love their tormentors, stop it. Then I just explained that to you earlier. See, this lets you know that I don't deviate or venture out of this stuff. I'm telling you what God, I'm telling you this stuff long before I picked the book up. Okay? So, he goes further and he says, and who was to know that I would pick it up and open it up to this chapter? The same thing we're talking about. So he says, beware. They do not love you. They are like dogs with a bone. This goes back to this. I'm going to get to it, about this sterilization stuff in the prison. Pay close attention to what I'm talking to you about because we're getting ready to go into it soon. They do not want you to be taken by Allah's messenger to your salvation. They want to carry you with them to their doom. The wicked white devils are by no means asleep to the knowledge of the time. They are really on the job trying to keep all of those who are blind, deaf, and dumb to what is going on in this day and time, mentally dead. This is why this show is so important. Because we are the only show out there that gives it to you raw. We don't care if it ruins friendships. We don't care if it ruins relationships. We don't care if you don't like us no more. We're going to give it to you raw, not added to, not taken away from. We're going to prove it to you. Okay? And some people don't like that. They want Messenger Muhammad, but they want it in their confined and narrow constraint. Okay? But we're going to give it to you raw. So Muhammad says, they watch every step of the righteous Muslims seeking to do them harm in their endeavor to spread the truth. Aren't they doing this with the show and the website? I think one of our listeners from India had contacted me one day and said, brother, they're taking your show down constantly. They're taking your website down constantly. And it amazed me because they see. But you act like you don't see. And so they know that this is truth, and they told me point blank that what I'm saying is the truth. Okay? But the people whom the truth is especially supposed to be conveyed to, you want to reject, you want to argue. Because you think you know just as much. You don't take the time out and listen. Well, I got the same information. Well, you have a class. And that class has all the same. All of the class, the students in the class have the same criteria, same material. All you have the same books, the same syllabus, the same teachers. But then you have levels of understanding. Some students could have been there longer. You may have a new student that comes in and catch on right off the bat. Right? That's why you have levels of understanding in these classes. All of you have the same stuff, the same teacher, but there's levels of growth. So you have A students, B students, C students, D students, and F students. Right? Not all of them can't be classified as good students. Is that not right? Because all of them don't understand the same, on the same level. Okay? I hope you're bearing witness to what the truth is being pronounced today. Listen closely, because we're getting to it. The people of Allah, the so-called Negroes, are dumb to the time. This is what we keep harping on, the time. Some of you want to go back to 1960 and recreate 1960. You cannot do it because that time is over. We are into something better now. For if we go back there, then the judgment would never be fulfilled, and God would not live up to his promise to give us our own land under his direction and guidance, away from this beast, and remove this beast and tyrant from the planet Earth. That's why Ecclesiastes tells you that there's a season unto everything. Right? But you want to keep it back there. This is not realistic, and it's an impossibility. Because for you to do that, even though you might have good intentions, you run counter to God's will. And that makes you an enemy, even though you may love him. That makes you an enemy. Whenever you run counter to God's will, God's purpose, and God's aim, regardless of your love for God, regardless of your striving to be righteous, you become an enemy to that God. Because there's no weapon, no idea, no army, no combinations of armies or nations that are as powerful as God's idea when the time has come for it to be made manifest. Okay? So Muhammad says, the people of Allah, and then in parentheticals he puts so-called Negroes, then he says, are dumb to the time as the people were in the days when Moses was sent to Pharaoh to bring his people out of bondage into a land wherein they could enjoy independence. Isn't that not, look at that. So you are just as dumb as back then. Why does he keep referring to that time? He's trying to give you a view of what to expect today and how to transition yourself and how to avoid the pitfalls of what caused the fall of some of Moses' compatriots. Okay? So he says, instead of the Israelites being joyful to hear that Allah was ready to deliver them from Pharaoh and give them, listen, he didn't say for they were going to buy it or build it. He said, give. Give means to convey according to the dictionary, right? To transfer ownership of. Why? Because Muhammad says in our bylaws and in our constitution that we believe, we who, Elijah Muhammad, believe that our blood, sweat, and tears and untold sacrifice have already paid the price for our land. You understand? So Muhammad says, instead of the Israelites being joyful to hear that Allah was ready to deliver them from Pharaoh and give them land of their own, they set out to contend with Moses and to help Pharaoh, not God. They may want it to be in their own land, but they didn't understand the time. They didn't understand scripture. They didn't understand theology or prophecy. And it's put them on a countercurrent to God. You understand? I hope you're listening, because what I'm saying is right here in this book. And we can prove it because it's in the Holy Quran. It's in the Bible. It has happened in history. So we can point to a starting point, and then we can measure the movement of time from there to here. Is that not right? So we can prove it without a shadow of a doubt, because we can use mathematics to do so. Right? Mathematics is Islam, and Islam is mathematics. Why? Because the two are equal truths that can be proven at no limit of time. Okay? Is that not right, black man and black woman? Smile. You know it's the truth. Let's go further. So, Muhammad writes, the government of Pharaoh had no love for Israel, just as America has no love for the so-called Negroes. Pharaoh became afraid of the truth that Moses was teaching his people in the midst of this country. So Pharaoh began to plan the death of Moses and the future of Israel by killing off the babies. Isn't that what we're seeing going on in the sterilization? Talk back to your brother. I'm talking to you. Right? So, he says, today. Well, let's go back a little bit. I want to reread this so that you can get a better understanding. So Pharaoh began to plan the death of Moses and the future of Israel by killing off the babies. Pharaoh wanted Moses put to death because he was teaching his people the truth of Pharaoh and his government of wickedness. Today, America is afraid of the power our great numbers represent. She fears that if we ever unite, we would overnight become independent. America desires to keep us a subjected people. See, this is why you don't understand. This is why it's going to have to take God to free us. You understand? Master Farad Muhammad is going to do this in his time. Because this devil, just like Pharaoh, refused to let God's people go free. He promised them, well, every time he was plagued, he said, oh, listen. Moses, go tell your God to remove this plague on me. I'm not going to let you go, but I'll treat you better. Go look in the scriptures of the Bible. Pharaoh had a council together. And he blatantly said he wasn't going to let you go. Go read this stuff. So God said, I'm going to free them, Moses, and I'm going to use you to free my people. You will be a stumbling block for Pharaoh and his nation. And I'm going to bring them to disgrace, to poverty, and to their knees. This is why I continue to tell you, go read this stuff. It's right there. Don't argue with it. Go read it. But we have our hearts set on something other than the truth because we have this narrow view of stuff, and we don't like to accept truth, and we follow behind wherever the wind blows, except the truth. So Muhammad says, America desires to keep us a subjected people. So she, therefore, wants to stop our birth, as Pharaoh did. You see how he keeps going back to Pharaoh? He's giving you a reference point so that you can go back on that timeline and build yourself up to today to see what America, modern Pharaoh and modern Egypt, is doing to God's elect people. He says, the birth control law or act of today is directed at the so-called Negroes and not at the American white. The story of Moses, listen to this good, the story of Moses and the Pharaoh is a warning to you today. They are seeking to destroy our race by the birth control law, just as Pharaoh sought to stop Moses' race by killing off all the male babies at birth. They are seeking to destroy our race through our women. Do not let them trick you. Follow me, and we will, with the help of Allah, stop this most wicked sin against our people. So, we're looking at the fall of America. Remember when I was reading you, he told you that Pharaoh was mad of the future that he saw for his ex-slaves. And he was mad because his world, his power, his wealth, his influence, his nation was being driven into the ground and was falling and was in utter decay and decline. Is that not America? Talk back to me. Is that not America today? Where's her manufacturing? Where's her trade? Where's her wealth? The only wealth that she has is the wealth that she steals through the force of a gun. What did she do in Ukraine? She stole the gold. Right? What did she do in Georgia, the nation of Georgia? She stole the gold. What did she do in Libya? She stole the gold. What did her and her allies do in Mali? They stole the gold and silver. What they tried to do in Syria? To steal the gold. What did they do in Iraq? They changed the monetary system over to the dollar and stole the gold and the silver. Do you understand? They're thieves by nature because they see their power waning internationally. They also see their culture in decline domestically. So they are lashing out. That abusive spouse, remember, you didn't marry him. He forced you into a nuptial. So by all laws under God, you can just walk away. Walk away. Let him have his culture. Let him have his sports. Let him have his play. And walk away from his grip into the unending hand of God. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. We're not going off there yet. You're going to give me another minute. and you're going to sit there and you're going to listen. And I would love for you all to go to the Hiram's 1555 blog before they knock it down again and donate to keep the show up, to keep the website up, and to visit the, because they keep knocking the numbers down by doing what they're doing. Even if you don't want to, if you read something, just go over there 3, 4, 5 times a day to push the numbers back up, because they're trying to prevent this and trying to take the site down and trying to block all links to the website. Do that. It starts with one, and it grows into the tens, into the hundreds, into the thousands, right? But America is doing this because we are the voice of reason, and we are telling you the truth. We are asking the entire world, regardless to religion, regardless to persuasion mentally, or which field of study you have, dispute us on anything economically, scientifically, culturally, right? Geopolitically, politically. Whatsoever it may be, dispute us on this. And if you cannot do it, then give us a little credit and say that we are teaching what is incumbent upon us as followers of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're teaching the unadulterated, untampered with, raw, but naked truth. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And let me say this to you all. She's fallen. She's fallen. She's fallen. And not only is she fallen domestically, it's a reflection of what's going on internationally. Listen to what they're saying. Remember Elijah Muhammad said that she would be fallen, so she would turn her inside on you. Listen to what's going on. This is only about 3 minutes. Give me about 4 or 5 minutes left, which I want you to hear this 3.5-minute clip of the day. And the title of it, it wasn't written by me. It wasn't recorded by me. I downloaded and uploaded it for you. It is titled, Days of U.S. Imperialism, Unilateral Actions Are Numbered. So this is telling you that even their own scholars and scientists see the fall of America underway, which bears witness and shows you the time glimpse of why she is turning inwardly towards you and I, because she's fallen, and she sees a brighter future for the American so-called Negro. Death alert. The empire is sinking in quicksand, and she's sinking fast as hell. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Despite his bombastic campaign rhetoric disparaging the 2015 nuclear agreement with Iran as, quote, the worst deal ever, that he would rip up if elected, U.S. President Trump has certified to Congress that Iran is in compliance and the nuclear-related sanctions will not be reinstated. This shows once again that Trump is a rump president who has no real power and that his agenda is a sham. In order to save face, the Trump regime has resorted to standard U.S. bullying techniques, demanding that Iran adhere to non-existent provisions of the agreement forbidding the testing and deployment of non-nuclear missile defenses. Tehran's refusal to do so has led the U.S. to impose new sanctions. It should be obvious that if Iran is in compliance with the nuclear agreement, it cannot be violating it at the same time. The new sanctions are thus being unilaterally imposed by the U.S. and are totally unwarranted. Iran is a sovereign nation which, like any other, has the inherent right to defend itself from foreign aggression. The U.S., however, demands that it give up this right and remain vulnerable to attack without any credible deterrence. Of course, it is the U.S. which surrounds Iran with dozens of military bases and constantly threatens to attack it if it doesn't comply with U.S. demands. Iran knows full well that the U.S. cannot be trusted to adhere to international norms and standards. It considers itself the judge, jury, and executioner of global affairs, taking upon itself the right to invade whoever it chooses to defend its own national interests and those of its proxies, such as Israel and Saudi Arabia. The U.S. has not given up on its imperial ambitions in the Middle East and will use duplicity and connivances of every imaginable sort to get its way. At present, the U.S. is pulling out all stops in its continuing campaign to isolate and demonize Tehran. The new sanctions are meant as a shot across the bow to warn Iran's allies to stop assisting it in its efforts to develop a defensive missile capacity. This effort, however, lacks credibility and will not deter Iran from doing what it deems necessary in its own national interests. Iran has shown itself to be an essential component of the struggle against Daesh-sponsored terrorism, which has metastasized and spread throughout the world. Continued U.S. antagonism against Iran shows that its fight against terrorism is a sham and is meant only to support its attempts to maintain hegemony in the Middle East. The U.S. targets any state that opposes its interference and intervention in the affairs of the region. With the destruction of Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, Iran is now the last man standing between the U.S. and its objective of making the Middle East safe for Zionism and Wahhabism, twin ideologies that serve the interests of U.S. imperialism. But these efforts on the part of the U.S. are too little and too late. The world is rapidly changing, and U.S. warmongering machinations are becoming increasingly transparent and rejected by the world's people. Nations which are resisting U.S. war preparations are gaining strength and influence. The days of U.S. imperialism and unilateral actions are numbered.
All praise is due to Allah, Master Farad Muhammad. The devil is blocking us. So I wanted to go into something, but the time is limited, brothers and sisters, and I won't push your patience because I finally got back on the air. You know what? I told you the devil is going to do what the devil is going to do. And we just can't get around it. Brothers and sisters, listen. Thank you for staying tuned in. Thank you for holding on. Thank you for everything. Please pass the word. Tell the people about the show. Tell the people about the website. Go visit, go donate, listen, and then share these things with other people on Facebook, Twitter, and everything. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world, know that your little brother Rashid Muhammad loves you to life. But the love that I have for you pales in comparison to the love that Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that mighty, mighty, mighty Nation of Islam has for you. Until we next meet again, stay true, stay real, but above all things, stay righteous. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.